The following is a paid advertisement of St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics. References to any specific product, services, or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by St. Anthony Hospital, Carroll Broadcasting, or its advertisers. The views expressed by the host or guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Welcome to the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. Dr. Godding specializes in joint preservation, reconstruction, and replacement surgery, and brings over 25 years of orthopedic excellence to St. Anthony Hospital and to the Carroll area. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.
Good Sunday morning, Iowa. It's Dr. Rick Godding. Thank you for choosing to spend some time with me here this Sunday, and I hope everybody had a wonderful Easter last Sunday. I had a very nice Easter at my mom's house with my daughters and my stepdad and my wife and her sister, and then one of our neighbors brought their 3 and 6-year-old over for a little Easter egg hunt. They're just the cutest little girls. They both have these big old glasses and little curly hair, and they're just the cutest little things. So we had a very nice Easter, and I hope that you did too. So I haven't talked a ton about our platelet-rich plasma injections, and part of that reason is I haven't done a lot of them on patients because the reason we decided to have this service is I had had a couple patients come in and say, hey, do you do PRP? I don't want cortisone. I want PRP. And I'm going to go to Des Moines and get it because you guys don't have it. And so after that happened a couple of times, I said, well, we should have this service for our patients. We don't really want to be out there, because my experience with PRP in the past was somewhat limited. I had done some stem cells, and those can work well in some patients. PRP itself, at least until the last 2 or 3 years, most of the medical studies were on things like tennis elbow. Now, I did PRP in my tennis elbow. I had tennis elbow, and I had 2 cortisone injections, which is the maximum you can have for tennis elbow. So just back up a little bit. Tennis elbow, you don't have to play tennis to get tennis elbow, as I am living proof. It's if you touch the outside of your elbow, right, on the bony part, that's where all of the muscles that pull your wrist back and your fingers, they all start there. It's called the extensor tendon mass. And you can get, historically, a lot of tennis players would have it from doing the backhand, and there's a lot of force that goes across there. And so they would either get inflammation or tearing in that tendon. So that's why it's called tennis elbow. So I had tennis elbow. I had it so bad that I gave myself 2 injections. And yes, I actually gave myself 2 injections. And it worked a little bit, but I was still 3 or 4 months after the second injection. I thought, man, I'm going to have surgery. That's terrible. For me, obviously, because, I work with my hands, it's going to be a bunch of time off work. So I said, well, I'll just do a platelet-rich plasma. And I said, we'll see how it goes. And it took about 4 months, maybe 5. And then one day I just woke up, I said, huh, my elbow doesn't hurt. And it has not hurt ever since. So more recently, historically, it's been tendon things like that platelet-rich plasma has been used for. And I'm going to get into what platelet-rich plasma is as well, don't worry. And more recently, there has been studies showing that it works better than cortisone and better than the viscosupplementation or the gel injection that we use, the quote-unquote chicken comb injection. Some people historically used to call it that. So I said, all right, well, we're going to offer that. And I had a patient come in, and we talked about the options. And I said, well, we do have this platelet-rich plasma. It's not covered by insurance, but theoretically, it's certainly better for your knee in the longer term than steroids. I don't know if it's any better or not than the lubricating injection, but nevertheless, I said it's an option. You have to pay for it. They're fairly expensive. I should probably know this, but I don't really know exactly how much we charge because I don't really get involved in that kind of stuff. It's somewhere between $300 and $600. And I know that's a wide range, but anyway, if you're interested, you can call our office and find out. Or if there's someone in your area, just call them and ask them. So I did one knee injection in this guy, and he came in today been a 5-6 months. And he, I have to say, 3 months after the injection, he's like, man, I don't know. I'm not sure it's any better at all. I feel like maybe I wasted my money. I said, well, I just hang on. And I told him, I said, I don't have a lot of experience with these, but the medical studies say that it works very well. Well, he came in today, this morning, actually. Of course, I'm recording this on a Monday. And he said, it's perfect. My knee is absolutely perfect. He said, it's not felt better than this in a very long time, and I'm super happy. So my one-of-one experiment and with a platelet-rich plasma correlates with what it says in the medical studies, that it is very viable. Now, let's start with, what is platelet-rich plasma? Platelet-rich plasma is just what it sounds like. Plasma, everybody has probably heard that the non-red blood cell, white blood cell portion of your blood is called plasma. And some people will sell their plasma, and they use the plasma for medical things, and I think they use them for cosmetic things too. But anyway, in our application, what we do is we take blood out of you and we'll spin it in a centrifuge until all of the red blood cells and all of the white blood cells and those kind of things are out. And what you have is the plasma. And the plasma has a lot of platelets in it. That's why it's called platelet-rich plasma. And because you've spun it down, right? So you've concentrated those platelets. Now, platelets are small particles in your blood that help to form clots and also do other kind of repairs in the blood vessels. And so there are also a lot of what we call anti-inflammatory cytokines, and you don't have to go into all the molecular biology and biochemistry there. Just understand that there are things in the platelet-rich plasma that are profoundly anti-inflammatory, and there's some evidence that they have a restorative capacity in your tissues. Now, does that mean it's growing cartilage? I'm not claiming that at all. I don't know that. There's no studies that show that it grows. There's no studies that show that anything you can inject into your knee will grow cartilage. Anybody who is telling you that is not telling you the medical facts. So there's been nothing. Now, I could be wrong. Something might have come out last week. But as far as I know, there is no medical literature that shows that anything that you can inject in your knee is going to grow new cartilage. In order to grow new cartilage, you have to do surgery. And actually, or like implant cartilage cells through surgery, that kind of stuff. But to just give an injection and have it grow cartilage, that's not a thing. And if someone is going to charge you a lot of money to do an injection, and some of these stem cell injections are thousands and thousands of dollars. If they're doing that and telling you you're going to grow new cartilage, you should talk to someone else. So nevertheless, this gentleman is absolutely super happy with his knee arthritis that I treated with platelet-rich plasma. So the platelet-rich plasma, again, when you inject it, you're kind of concentrating the body's power of healing is what you're doing. And, you know, we don't know all the exact mechanisms, but it just is something that has come along. It's called the whole field of this is called orthobiologics. In other words, using biologic materials, meaning derived from the body, for applications in orthopedic surgery. Mostly it's cartilage stuff that we're talking about. And there are some bone things as well, but I don't get into a lot of that because that usually happens with non-healing fractures and things like that I don't really treat. But very happy that my first patient who decided to go forward with the platelet-rich plasma had just a fantastic outcome. Now, who is a candidate for platelet-rich plasma? Well, so all of these injections. So basically, if you're going to have an injection, so if you have knee arthritis, so arthritis, again, is the breakdown in the cartilage lining in the knee or where whatever joint we're talking about. I'm talking about the knee today. So the breakdown in the cartilage causes a lot of inflammation because your body, when you are injured, and whether that injury is chronic or acute, now chronic means it's sort of ongoing like arthritis, or acute means you twisted your knee and maybe you tore your meniscus, or you get punched or you fall, you know, your body swells up. Okay, that's inflammation. And that is the response to injury. Also can be the response to disease. You know, inflammation happens when you have an infection, you know, your hand. You have a hand infection, your hand's going to swell up. It's going to be inflamed. So the idea, the whole thing came about, well, we'll reduce the inflammation because that's what the cortisone does too. So, sorry, back on track. So if you're going to have a treatment for your knee, in this case is what we're talking about, for cartilage, which is that soft lining on the end of the bone, like the end of a chicken bone or a pig bone, that soft stuff on the end of the bone, that's the cartilage, that's what breaks down, that is arthritis. We're talking about osteoarthritis in this case because the treatment for the other types of arthritis, the rheumatoid arthritis and all of the other, those are inflammatory conditions. Osteoarthritis there are some inflammatory properties of it, but it's not a purely inflammatory condition. And what does that mean? So like I was saying, when your body gets injured or is diseased, it can cause inflammation, i.e. swelling. And then, you know, different components of your blood are going in there and causing some healing processes. And osteoarthritis is the most common type of arthritis that people have, especially in their knees and hips. It's what we treat a lot. There is also rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is technically an autoimmune disease, and that means that your body is sensing something about itself and mounting an immune response to it. So in the case of rheumatoid arthritis and also psoriatic arthritis as well, these are autoimmune conditions where your body is recognizing your own cartilage as foreign and mounting an immune response to it. So people who have rheumatoid arthritis will have it in every joint in their body to a varying degree. Osteoarthritis can be as simple as, hey, you know, I hurt my knee playing football when I was 14 and now I'm 45 and I have bad arthritis because we disrupted the cartilage and then over the years of wear and tear, now you got an arthritic knee. So what I'm talking about today is osteoarthritis, and we're talking about injections that can be used to treat osteoarthritis. And they basically are three broad categories. One is the cortisone. Two is the biologics, and that can be stem cells or platelet-rich plasma. I will say, again, that stem cells are not broadly endorsed by the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, and there's a lot of reasons for that. And part of it is the cost and the effectiveness and all that stuff. And then there are different types of stem cells derived from different things. But even using your own stem cell, it's not an approach that the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons endorses. Platelet-rich plasma, I would say, has a tepid endorsement from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, where they say, well, it's okay, but we don't really get behind it a lot. But, you know, you got to do something. So in other words, when you have arthritis and the patient is not ready yet for a knee replacement, you have to do something to treat it. And typically that's going to end up being an injection. So you have cortisone, you have orthobiologics, and in this case, we'll just talk about platelet-rich plasma because that's what I'm offering. And then you have what's called viscosupplementation, where you supplement the viscosity. So viscosity is that property of liquids that is thicker. So oil is viscous, water is not viscous. So that just explains that concept. So those are the three basic treatments for injecting into the knee for arthritis. The cortisone is a profound anti-inflammatory medication. So it is going to reduce the inflammation and therefore the pain in your knee. It's going to do nothing at all to help it. And the drawbacks to it are that it, at least in the short term, can destabilize the cartilage a little bit. And then if you're using it a lot, like you go out and you have your injection in your knee and then you go out and you start really playing hard or working hard on that knee, it can potentially speed up the degradation of the knee. Having said that, I give a lot of cortisone injections because we kind of get into a point at some point like, what are you going to do? Because they're not ready for knee replacement. And when I give them the cortisone injection, they get 6 months pain-free. And yes, their knee still deteriorates, but it's going to deteriorate whether we inject it or not. So that's the cortisone. The platelet-rich plasma, again, you spin the blood down, get the platelets and all the anti-inflammatory cytokines and things like that. And it's profoundly anti-inflammatory, but we don't know of, at this point, any harm that it does at all. And there's at least a theoretical possibility that it makes the tissue more vibrant. It's not going to build cartilage, but it could make the cartilage that's there or function better. And then you have the viscosupplementation, which is just a lubricant. So it's the same kind of lubricant that's already in your knee, but paradoxically, through the inflammatory process, it breaks down the quality and sometimes even the quantity of the lubricant that's in the knee to begin with. So when you get to the point where it's like, okay, I need something other than ibuprofen and Tylenol are not doing it for my knee anymore. I have some arthritis. Where are we going next? Okay. To me, the more advanced the arthritis is, the less I want to tell the patient, hey, why don't you spend a bunch of money on this injection? Because I just feel like once you start seeing that the knee is bone on bone, especially if it's bone on bone and you can see that it's starting to actually cause the bone itself, not just the cartilage is gone, but the bone itself is starting to change its shape because of the wear. I mean, I don't see any reason to do any expensive injections. So I would give that patient cortisone and or the viscosupplementation. In the earlier phases, the younger the patient is, the better their knee looks, or a combination of that. This patient actually today was 72, but he's a very vibrant 72, and his knee looks pretty good on the x-ray. Not a lot of arthritis, so that's why I brought that up with him. So I'm trying to talk about, I'm trying to inform you of, you know, what are your options at this phase of your treatment. So the arthritis, the phase of treatment is first, you can take Tylenol, you know, always losing weight is good because it's a mechanical problem. You can always take Tylenol, take ibuprofen if it's okay to take that, if you don't have any medical reason not to. Then when that stops being adequate, then you move to injections. And your three choices in injections are cortisone, which is an anti-inflammatory, doesn't help the knee much at all, but can help you get through the day. And sometimes they'll last a long time. I've seen those last couple of years. The viscosupplementation, which typically is paid for by Medicare, but some of the other insurances, you need to get it authorized. And that's just a lubricant. And hopefully by lubricating something, you're going to slow down how bad it's wearing, right? I mean, just like you put oil in your engine so that the gears don't wear each other out. That's the purpose of the oil in the engine. And then you have the platelet-rich plasma, which has an anti-inflammatory, but also a biologic effect insofar as we think at least there's a possibility that it makes it more vibrant, the cartilage itself, and that it can help it function more. So I tend to, the more cartilage someone has, the more I think it's more reasonable to say to them, hey, you know, insurance isn't going to pay for this, but maybe you should try a platelet-rich plasma injection. So I have found in my series of one that I've got one patient who fit the category perfectly. He did not have a lot of arthritis on his x-ray. He either had had cortisone and it didn't work well, or he wasn't interested in cortisone. I don't remember that exactly. I didn't look back that far in his chart today. But because his knee looked good on the x-ray, but he was still having pain that wasn't being taken care of, I said, you know, there is this platelet-rich plasma thing. And he's very, very happy with it. So I probably will begin to offer it to more patients when I talk to them about what their options are. I have been kind of holding back and seeing what was going to happen with this guy. Because I understand, I mean, the economy is where it is, and a lot of different people have different financial positions. And I don't ever want to suggest anything if I don't feel like I can say, hey, in my hands, I have seen this work. Well, now I have seen it work, and seen it work well, not just in this other patient's knee, but in my elbow. And I always think it's reasonable in the elbow because the medical studies are so, there's just so many of them that have shown that it's a good treatment for that. And now more and more medical studies are showing it's a good treatment for arthritis in the knee. I would say probably the same thing in the hip. I don't do hip injections. My partner, Dr. Dirks, does hip injections. I'm sure he'd be willing to do a platelet-rich plasma or have someone else at the hospital do the injection. But he does them, so I'm sure he'd be happy to do a platelet-rich plasma for you in your hip if you need it. If you're out in the broader statewide listening area, you know, this is something that you can almost certainly find in your area. There wasn't anybody in Carroll doing it in joints, so we thought we should offer that. Other than that, I had been sending patients to Des Moines. But if you're anywhere near any of the major cities, Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, you know, any major city should have some orthopedic surgeons there that are doing platelet-rich plasma. I certainly know you can get them done in Des Moines. It's just something to look into. You can use it in any joint in your body. I mean, the bigger ones are the ones that make more sense, so the shoulder and the knee and the hip. But now I can say that I at least have one patient, and I have had no other patients that I've injected. So we'll kind of keep you informed as we get more and more patients now that I'm going to feel a little bit better about suggesting it to people who are the right candidate. But again, you don't find the right candidate that often. A lot of people come in and their knees are so bad. I thought, well, we can inject whatever you want. It's not going to help. But other people come in, they got pretty good looking knees, and I want to have every option I can to let them avoid surgery as long as possible and sometimes forever. So with that, go enjoy this wonderful weather walk, get some sun on your skin, and you have a blessed week, Iowa.
This has been the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics, go to www.stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.